It's an NBA Minute on a Gary Sharp Show. Big day in the association last night as Cade Cunningham is headed to Detroit as he went number one overall. No surprises there. I think the biggest surprise is the fact that Jalen Suggs dipped down to Orlando. Really interesting to see that. That backcourt is going to be good. Ben Simmons is still in Philadelphia. Yeah, that's it on that one. Derek Favors and a future first-round pick are going to OKC. Shocking. OKC's got another first-round pick coming their way. Utah's just getting a second-rounder in return. Russell Westbrook isn't in Washington anymore, though. After getting dealt to the Lakers, Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, KCP are all going to Washington. We'll see what of those that Washington keeps. Bradley Beal is still committed to the Washington Wizards, which is absolutely shocking, and I absolutely love to see it. But it came out this morning that Russ, AD, and LeBron met at LeBron's house, and they said they'd put their egos aside and try to get the job done in L.A. to bring one more championship to the Lakers. Also came out that DeRozan spoke with LeBron as well. And this is why I am so hot, because look at what the Lakers did. They looked, hey, superstar, go out and talk to some free agents. Try to bring them over here to L.A., and we'll listen to you, and we'll go out and we'll do that thing. Green Bay Packers, what is your problem? What is your issue?
Wow.
You have an MVP, and you want nothing? From him? You want no input? This dude could talk to anybody in this league. He's last year had the best season since, 2010? And you want no input from the guy that is running your franchise, the key to the Super Bowl, you want no input from him? The Green Bay, whoever's in the front office, needs to call the LA Lakers and ask them all of the questions. Anything that Aaron Rodgers wants from here on out, he should get. Let's be honest. Anything Aaron Rodgers should have got, like should have wanted for the last 10 years, he should get. He's earned that. He's earned that respect, just like LeBron has. But, you know, the Lakers are out here pleasing their star players, so their star player is going to stick around for a little bit. I don't know. Might take a pay cut so some of these players can get through. I don't know. That's the NBA Minute mixed in with a little football.
Do you think all this would be different if the Packers had an owner?
Yes. 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 As cool as it is that the fans are the owners of that team, I think a lot of this would be because you actually would have somebody to, like, be held accountable for this kind of stuff.
Or at least the go-between.
Bingo.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot there.
Well, there's a lot here, what I'm about to say. There is an hour and 9 minutes to the trade deadline in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So the Nationals and the Cubs play tonight. It'd be kind of interesting to see what the starting lineup is for both teams, because both teams have just had a monster dumping.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals basically said, we're going to build around Juan Soto. They have traded to the Oakland A's Josh Harrison and Yan Gomes. Josh Harrison was really well liked by the ownership. They thought that would be one player they would keep. The Nationals have completely torn down their team in the last 2 hours. I mean, brace for impact. Good listener of the show, David, is a diehard Nats fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, brace for impact. They won the World Series a couple of years ago. They have gotten rid of Scherzer, Turner, Harrison, Schwarber, Gomes. They're going to build around Soto. The deal. Why did I just hit refresh here? Okay.
Sorry. I just saw that too.
So the deal with the Cubs and the Mets is done. Javi Baez to the Mets. The deal is pending medicals. So the Cubs have moved Kimbrel, Rizzo, Baez. The Giants are talking now about Chris Bryant.
Oh, wow.
Ah, this hurts. It has to happen because the Cubs need a refresh. Man.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this hasn't happened for a while. Man, this is really, they're dismantling the team. It's got to happen, but it hurts. and Chris Bryant will be the final piece. Now, I can get excited that Nick Madrigal will be the starting second baseman. Nico Horner can move over and play shortstop. You have a new middle infield. Mm-hmm. And maybe the Cubs go the free agent route in the offseason. Who knows? I envy the Dodgers, the Padres, everybody else out there that is going out and just adding players. I will go home. I will close the blinds, and I will rewatch Game 7 of the 16 World Series between the Cubs and the Indians, and I will stare at my framed sports pages, front page from the morning after of the Star or the Tribune and the Sun-Times. Okay. Thank you for letting me have a moment. There may be more involved with the Cubs deal. So now the Mets have, wow, talk about wildness in Citi Field. Lindor and Baez together. That's going to be a keystone there at second and short.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad football starts in a month from tomorrow. All right. So there's another hour to go. It's been a busy 24 hours for Major League Baseball. Good luck to everybody out there. Cubs and the White Sox play next weekend. Wasn't supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks to Brian Munson, Ryan Christopherson, Dan Lust, Dirk Chatelain, and all of you. Busy week. Who knows what will happen next week? But football is underway. First day of camp in Lincoln. I just saw Maverick Noonan, Danny Noonan's son from Elkhorn South, was at practice today, watching. Took a picture with the head coach, tweeted it out. Everybody gave it a like. Football is here. We'll have plenty on what is ahead over the next 4 weeks when we rejoin you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Big Maha Festival is back. That'll be fun in Stinson Park. Union Omaha's home this weekend. We got Native Omaha Days in North Omaha.
Busy weekend.
24th Street will be packed. That'll be fun. So make memories, be safe, and make plans to rejoin us after a busy weekend on Monday at 10 a.m. with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.